Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. And this is a special episode that is available on YouTube as well. Go to the show website, CatholicSportsRadio.net, and click or tap on the YouTube logo up at the top where the other social media icons are, meaning Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so you can go see me talk to the guest on this episode. My sincere thanks to everyone who is part of the Catholic Sports Radio audience. Do please help me spread the word about this show. I would greatly appreciate it if you would tell others about it as well, whether they are Catholic or not, and whether they are into sports or not. Hopefully you've been with me long enough to know there are really moving stories and helpful lessons coming out of the conversations on this show every week that very well just might be what someone needs to hear. So I'm grateful for whatever you can do to bring more and more people to this ministry community. And do feel free to get in touch always. I love hearing from people about the show, so use the social media platforms or send me a message through the contact section of the website. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. The scouting combine for the upcoming NFL draft took place recently. Potential draftees get tested in a variety of areas, and all kinds of data is recorded to show how they did. You sometimes hear about athletes who will skip the combine, and who knows, maybe there's a slight element of fear, self-doubt. What if I'm not good enough? What if I fall short? Those speeds, those times, those measurements get etched in history for people to look up and for media to reference. Those numbers could really haunt someone if their performance wasn't up to par. You can see how this would all be present in the sport of track and field as well. But there's good news in our faith life that our Savior will not desert us or give up or pass us up if we're not the best at what we do. In fact, in the New Testament, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me.'" Friends, while we certainly want to give our best in all that we do, our sports, our jobs, our faith life, take comfort in knowing, as that passage continues, "Therefore, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ, for when I am weak, then I am strong." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is an award-winning actor whose newest film comes out this Wednesday, April 13th, and is called Father Stu, based on a true story. He is a devout Catholic and the youngest of nine children in his family. On the sports side, he is very well known for his passion for fitness, having appeared on the cover of countless magazines such as Muscle and Fitness, Men's Health, and Men's Fitness, among others. He has also had numerous roles in films connected to sports. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Mark, how are you?
Excellent. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, congratulations on the film. Wow, for what it's worth, coming from me, job well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You bet. So what made you want to tell Father Stu's story?
He has such an amazing story, and it's so inspiring. I mean, I found it inspiring, and I knew that it would touch and inspire a lot of other people. And also, I mean, I couldn't find one reason not to make the movie. I mean, as an actor, you know, selfishly wanting to make a story where a guy had such an interesting and incredible arc in such a short amount of time. Again, I couldn't find any reason not to want to make the film.
Yeah, I like it. Well, obviously, you're a big fan of sports, and you even played Mickey Ward in The Fighter. Uh-huh. In making Father Stu, did boxing come back to you naturally, being that you're really into fitness, or did you have to relearn boxing techniques to some extent for that aspect of this film?
No. I mean, I trained so long for The Fighter. I mean, I literally got to the point, because the movie, just like Father Stu, oddly enough, it took 6 years to get made, both films. And so when I started training for the movie, for Mickey Ward, I'd always kind of like, even though I was making another movie, I would take my boxing trainer with me, and we just continue the training, because not like it's where you kind of, you could stop for 6 months and pick up where you left off. You kind of lose all of that. So I just continued on throughout the entire process of making that film. And then with this, I was still kind of training here and there for boxing. And then when I knew I was going to make the movie, I started doing that training as well. And also started the training to play a priest. I would kind of perform these masses at my house with Father Benioff, and we'd perform these masses. And so it's all about the preparation. I want to always look as realistic as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. To me, Father Stu is a character study. And in most character studies, you can see aspects of a person's life and how it affects them. Can you see Father Stu springboarding more character studies where faith is an integral part of the character's life?
Absolutely. I know I am really committed to continuing down this path of making more faith-based content, and hopefully with the reaction and success of Stu, it will encourage a lot of people to, or also help great stories come to me, and or with people who have these great stories and help them get them made. I think these are the kind of stories that people really need. They gravitate towards them and really kind of set off a chain of events, which is so inspiring and creates, and you know, we'll find the next great leaders and the next great inspirations in the world.
Well, and by extension, perhaps by promoting Father Stu, you're sort of promoting the Catholic faith, and maybe we get more people back to the church that we've lost.
Absolutely. I always, when praying about getting the movie made, I always prayed about bringing people to church and the vocation to priesthood, and anything in between, whether it be lapsed Catholics or even other people who are just struggling or don't have faith or losing hope, and kind of inspiring them, encouraging them to find their own and to continue to pursue that, and also challenge people to do a little bit more if they're in a position to, and everybody try to be better and help one another.
Yeah, I like it. In sports, we see a team go through the long training camp and preseason, then the regular season, finally the playoffs, and hopefully a championship. Is filmmaking and the stage that you're at now with the release of Father Stu kind of the same journey, casting, pre-production, filming, editing, and finally the ultimate release of the finished work where everyone's finest work is showcased?
Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, right? Unfortunately, only one team wins the championship, but you know, everybody's preparing the same way and everybody has the same kind of goals. They want to be better each time out. And I always approach everything that I do as an athlete, just because that's what I was, you know, and that's still how I approach everything that I do and all of my training, my preparation, everything. I think it's all in the prep. You have to make sure that everything is done on the practice field and in the preparation and watching tape. And then when it's time to play, kind of everything just goes out the window and you're prepared for anything. Doesn't matter what happens, you know, what kind of challenges and adversity you face, you know how to rise to the occasion because you're ready.
Yeah, I like that analogy because it's not uncommon for that to happen in the acting world, as you know, and all of a sudden you have to pivot and react to something. Granted, you can stop the camera. They can't stop the game. But at the same time, I think the similarities are there.
You have to be ready. I mean, it goes back to Jimmy Cagney's philosophy where you get the part, you become the part, and then with no great effort, you play the part. And some people are just naturally gifted. And then, you know, they just kind of think, okay, well, I'll just kind of do it on the day. It's no big deal. It's the other guy that you got to worry about that's not as gifted. They don't really have the same type of you know, kind of gifts that other people may have, but they're willing to outwork everybody else. You know, the Michael Jordans of the world with a guy in high school, you know, those are the guys that kind of inspired me. And you know, I was never supposed to be the guy in this business, but I was always willing to outwork everybody and just try a little bit harder and go a little bit deeper. And I also had one thing that was to my advantage was that I had real life experience and in this game, especially, you really draw from that. And that helps a lot to create characters and stories that are far more authentic and resonate with people in a much more realistic way.
I've got to believe that the timing of the release of Father Stu is intentional as it relates to Holy Week, or by chance, is that actually a coincidence?
That's not a coincidence. And the movie being so powerful and affecting so many people and being so needed and people starving for something that's really uplifting and hopefully will inspire them and renew their faith and give them hope, is also not a coincidence. That's the guy up there working that out. But, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. And you just better be ready when your time comes. Or if you get the call to get off the bench and get in the game, you better be ready to go.
And Father Stu, your character is shown preaching about forgiveness as well as Jesus's death on the cross and even talking about grace, really heavy subjects that we can all reflect on deeply. Did you find your own personal life deepened through not only portraying this character, but delivering such impactful messages as Father Stu?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But those are the things that I firmly believe in. And I'm also, you know, with everything going on in the world, I've had my ups and downs and my faith has been challenged. It's completely normal, you know, but at the end of the day, where else do you look to be able to really deal with all of the difficulties that life faces you, and to see how Stu handled it with such dignity and grace and really embraced what was going on with him. It really had such a profound effect on anybody who had come across Stu. Was lucky enough to spend time with him and meet him personally.
Beautiful. Talk about going to work and all of a sudden, instead of being on set, you're filming in a church setting. How much is it stressed to everyone when shooting those scenes that it's still important to be reverent?
Yeah, it was one of those things where, again, I'm not there to monitor or police anybody else. But for me, it was like, okay, I needed to make sure when stepping in, there's a lot of hustle and bustle going on. And I just wanted to kind of take my time and be as respectful as possible. And look, there was lots of prayer going into the process of making this movie, and a lot more when kind of now continuing to echo Stu's message and get that word out there.
A couple of years ago, you posted on social media a very detailed breakdown of what your day looks like from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. And one of the entries was 30 minutes of prayer time. Is that still the case? Has it changed in any way?
Well, it always gets a little bit longer. The prayers, I mean, a lot more to be grateful for, and a lot more people that I've encountered along the way that I personally want to pray for and keep in my prayers and in my thoughts. And so, yeah, that's the only way to start the day, you know, getting on my hands and my knees, and then the daily devotionals and things that I read to keep me on the right path, to keep me growing.
Final question. You will hear some folks talk about around the NFL circles about faith, family, football. Would you say that you live by faith, family, film? And if so, what do you do to make sure that they stay in that order?
Yeah, it's faith, family, fitness, film. It's a PH instead of, philanthropic, all those things. Yeah. It's the most important thing. And again, starting on my hands and my knees reminds me of the most important things that I need to do on a daily basis. And I like being routine, and I don't want to do anything to deter from my routine because it's worked for me, especially focusing back in on my faith when I was very young and I went astray. And then when I started to refocus on that, wonderful little things started to happen. And I, of course, attributed that to my faith. And then look now, 35 years later, I wouldn't call on anything else to get me through the next challenge or the next phase in my life.
Mark, wonderful to have you on. Thanks ever so much. Congratulations on the film, and God bless you and your family, especially as we approach Easter. Peace be with you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I wish I would have got to pick your brain about what sports you're talking about, who your teams are. Next time we talk, well, I'll do the questions.
Sounds good.
All right. God bless you.
Likewise. Folks, I do have a clip from Mark's newest film, Father Stu, which I'll play for you in just a minute or two. This is obviously an exciting episode of Catholic Sports Radio, having Mark Wahlberg as the guest. There was another very high-profile interviewee just 2 weeks ago when I had the pleasure of having auto racing legend Mario Andretti on episode 165. Do go back and listen to that conversation if you haven't already, and also allow me this opportunity to publicly thank Mario for the donation that he made to my Catholic Sports ministry. There are going to be a lot of you who are new to my show merely because you came to hear Mark Wahlberg, and that's awesome, and I hope you'll dive deeper into other episodes of the show. But I also need to explain to you that this is a ministry for me, which is why you hear me talk about someone making a financial contribution to Catholic Sports Radio. I am actually just a one-man operation doing this all by myself, and have been every week for more than 3 years now, meaning no staff, no volunteers, no interns. And that also means that I don't get any income from doing this, nor do I have any sponsors, which translate to having to try to come up with money out of my own pocket for the many expenses that come with operating Catholic Sports Radio, both on and off the air. Over a good deal of episodes of this show, I have given specific examples, exact dollar amounts, of numerous expenses that I've been faced with so that you know what the financial contribution that you make goes towards. But I do this because I feel it's something that God has called me to, And my aim is to have Catholic Sports Radio move more people close to Christ through what they hear on this show. Maybe the best part of all this is that you can contribute whatever you are comfortable with, meaning on CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a blue button that says Donate to CSR that you can use to contribute securely online in whatever amount you wish. There's no drop-down menu of amounts to choose from. You put in whatever you'd like to give. As we wind down Lent and we hear about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, I ask you to prayerfully consider supporting my ministry through a financial contribution to Catholic Sports Radio. You can also, by the way, as some folks have done, get in touch with me through the contact section of CatholicSportsRadio.net to ask for the address so you can send a check through the mail. Whether through the Donate to CSR button on the website or by sending a check, I'm most grateful for your consideration of a financial contribution to help me with the costs that I face so I can keep this ministry going and give back by serving God through Catholic Sports Radio and working to move more people closer to Christ. Now, here is that clip from Father Stu.
For example, I am going to give up chocolate.
Hey, you guys should protest. You need sweetening.
Yeah, pick something else.
Well, what are you going to give up, Stu?
Me? I was thinking maybe you guys, so I could sleep in on Sundays.
No!
All right. Alcohol.
Hey, that's not fair. You gotta pick something good that you'll miss to make it count.
I like this kid.
And by the way, on the show page for this episode at CatholicSportsRadio.net, I'm also going to put a link to the Father Stu website as well as the trailer for it. I do want to note here that it is rated R for language. And folks, before we wrap, we always close in prayer, so let us end this episode with our sportsman's prayer, and of course do it together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H. At Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.